or a senior citizen. So good news, but let's just kind of tamper that just a little bit, Kevin, because since 2000, Social Security benefits have lost roughly 30% of their purchasing power due to the inadequate adjustments and the underestimation of inflation and rising health care costs, according to the Senior Citizens League. And what they've done is they have said that increase that they got last year, that 5.9% and $92, still the average benefit would have to be $162 more just to break even. So even with those benefits from last year, this year they're still $70 a month short from where they should be. So,
and by the way, you saw today the consumer price index went up 8.6% in May, and that's the largest increase in 40 years.
Right. Yeah.
They're saying 40 years.
Yeah. They're saying 1981 was the last time that we saw anything like that, and that was over 11%. The 1981 was when recipients got a bigger bump from year to year, and that was 11.2% back then. So does
this have to be approved by Congress or somebody else or the president, and or when would it take effect? When will folks start seeing this in your Social Security direct deposit?
They are going to make that determination later this fall, and when that comes to a conclusion, you will see in December your paychecks are going to go up, or your Social Security benefits will go up in December after they make that final adjustment in October.
And the dumb thing is, by then, 8.6% might be 12.2% inflation if this thing doesn't turn around soon. I mean, you've seen the Dow has been doing the roller coaster ride. 8%, though, that is huge.
Biggest in 40 years.
I think that's great. Gentleman Jim Dallas will continue to track that story because I got senior friends that wants to know. I promised I'd let you hear from Tucker Carlson. And this was, of course, after Fox stiffed the January 6th committee. I mean, they didn't carry any of it. They didn't. He talked about the big lies of January 6th. This is cut number 5. Hang on one quick second here. This is Tucker Carlson talking about the big lies of January 6th. This was from last night in our nation's capital. And here is Tucker Carlson.
Last night, CBS Nightly News told its viewers that insurrectionists at the Capitol on January 6th, quote, caused the deaths of 5 police officers. That is a pure lie. There is nothing true about it, and they know that perfectly well. Here's reporter Bob Costa, who should be deeply ashamed to say something this dishonest.
Thursday's primetime hearing will take Americans back to January 6th, when an estimated 2,000 rioters breached the Capitol building, causing the deaths of 5 police officers.
It's hard to believe he said that. Rioters caused the deaths of 5 police officers. You just heard CBS News tell its viewers that. This must be the big lie theory. The more bewilderingly false a claim is, the more likely you will be to believe it. Apparently, that's what they're betting on. In fact, precisely 0 police officers were killed by rioters on January 6th. Not 5, none. Not a single one. So how'd they get to 5? Well, CBS is counting the suicides of local police officers who took place after January 6th. In some cases, long after January 6th. Suicide, unfortunately, is pretty common among cops. Policing is a tough job, as we've noted. But in these specific cases, the one CBS is referring to, the chief of Washington, D.C.'s police department told the New York Times that actually he had no idea if his officers were driven to kill themselves by January 6th. CBS just made that up. The fifth death that CBS News is referring to is of Capitol Hill Police Officer Brian Sicknick. You will remember his name. Sicknick's body lay in state at the Capitol after the media told us he'd been beaten to death by Trump voters with a fire extinguisher. Here's what they told you.
Officer Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher.
Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the hours-long attack.
They beat a Capitol Police officer to death with a fire extinguisher.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the fight.
He died at the age of 42 after he was bludgeoned with a fire extinguisher.
Once again, that's not true. Everything you just heard was completely fabricated. The D.C. medical examiner performed an autopsy, and the autopsy report showed that Officer Brian Sicknick had not suffered any kind of blunt force trauma. He was not beaten to death. He died of a stroke in his office later. No one has been charged in Officer Sicknick's death because Officer Sicknick wasn't murdered. They are lying to you. That is provable. Not a single person you just saw has apologized for lying.
Isn't that the truth? Coming up, a story that is incredible. I mean, it really honestly is. It's horrific if it is true. And the problem is much of the mainstream media is ignoring it because it involves a Democrat governor named Steve Sisolak. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Rob Lauer going to join us in just a couple of minutes, founder and political reporter for 360newslasvegas.com. That's all coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Yeah, US 95 southbound at Durango is still closed due to that freak accident that happened earlier today. A large beam at a construction project fell on a police vehicle, killing the police officer. So U.S. 95 southbound is closed at Durango as the powers to be inspect that. That's going to be closed, you got to figure, till about 8 o'clock tonight. Also, you're backed up on eastbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo because of that 95 south closure. And only two lanes are available downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl on Interstate 515. That's eastbound at the 15 interchange.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Interesting comments made by NBA star LeBron James. Forbes recently announced that his valuation was north of $1 billion, and he said on his The Shop program that he wants to own an NBA team, and he wants that team to be in Vegas. There have been rumors about a possible franchise coming to Las Vegas, but NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has said nothing is on the burner right now in terms of the NBA expanding. Raiders football, they have agreed to a two-year contract extension with wide receiver Hunter Renfrow. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
O'Reilly. This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better,
If you want our next governor to be a true American patriot, who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Silverberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Silverberg.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's the last day of early voting. Then it's on to Tuesday and Election Day. I was at the Conservative Town Hall Group at the Ahern the other night and ran into my buddy Rob Lauer, the founder and political reporter for 360NewsLasVegas.com. And he's got a major breaking story that much of the fake news media is ignoring. Why? I don't know, other than it's a Democrat governor that we're talking about by the name of Steve Sisolak. Rob, how you been, my friend?
Excellent. Thanks for having me on, Kevin.
Tell me about the story. This is incredible, and this is so bizarre about the group that did the testing on our COVID-19 tests. What is the story?
Well, you know, there was this company called North Shore Clinic Labs who hired some juiced-in, politically connected folks who happened to be friends with Governor Sisolak, and Sisolak's chief of staff put them to the front of the line to get licenses to get the license to do the COVID testing. And they fast-tracked them over the objections over staff and regulators, even. And so they got their licenses, and they started, and then all of a sudden the governor issued orders that there be weekly testing for COVID for our universities, for schools, for public employees, and so forth. And then what they did was they blocked other companies from getting testing permits, and so, but it turns out, according to a state lab supervisor, he's a whistleblower named Andrew Gorzowski, he said, quote, according to his own studies, 96% of the tests were never done. So the state was billed and the feds were billed $165 million for testing for COVID, and this goes back to September of 2021. So since 2021 forward, they billed the feds through us $165 million in testing. And now it turns out, according to our own state lab, that only 96% of the tests were never actually done. Now, fast forward till now, there's a federal investigation ongoing by the Inspector General, Special Agent Peter Thull, who's with the Inspector General's Office of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And he said he is subpoenaing documents from all parties, North Shore and the governor included. Now, I don't know about you, but when a federal investigator, special agent, is subpoenaing documents from the governor, that to me means the governor is under federal investigation. And they may actually be impaneling a grand jury soon as well. But the problem, you know, the problem is here in the state, our media is completely Democrat dominated. And imagine if it had been a Republican who'd been under federal investigation for giving their friends sweetheart deals that resulted in $165 million contract with the federal government to do COVID testing that never was actually done. It would be on every news outlet, nonstop, every day, all day long. The national news would pick it up. The Democrats would have a special session to impeach the Republican governor, you know, before their latte morning breakfast latte, right? So we just have a double standard in the state. But it's very important that this story get out, that people understand what's going on. They can go to my news site at 360newslasvegas.com, and they'll see the story for themselves. They can read the details and see for themselves what this governor's done.
I want to ask you, again, Rob Lauer joining us from 360newslasvegas.com. There is a possibility that there is criminality here, that people could end up going to jail. Am I right?
Well, if you charge the federal government $165 million for a test that you actually didn't do, then yes, that is fraud. That's criminal fraud and a whole bunch of other charges. Absolutely. And imagine that people got the tests and weren't given the results and they died. There could be a lot of criminal charges. But the question really is, and by the way, the governor's own response, again, this is a quote from his own public relations person, says, quote, "We're not going to need a subpoena to cooperate." Well, what does that mean? They're being subpoenaed, and they're saying they're going to cooperate. Well, guess what? We, 360 News Las Vegas, last week served them with an open records request for all their communications related to this whole thing, all their documents related to COVID testing, all these things that they said they're going to cooperate with. And guess how many documents that we've received as of now?
How many?
None.
No. Oh.
They're not cooperating with the public. They're not cooperating with the feds. They won't give us documents. They won't even respond to our requests. So we are exploring our options, but perhaps next week we may be coming out with a lawsuit to compel these documents so the public knows what's going on.
My question is, who's in charge of oversight of this program where 96% of the tests aren't even done?
Well, that's a great question. And there's an agency called the Nevada State Labs, and their own supervisor, Andrew Gorzowski, he's actually the whistleblower who said, you know, these test results were coming back, and they just didn't make sense. So he ran his own tests on the same folks and found out they were 96% inaccurate, completely wrong.
Wow.
And so now they've been shut down. They're no longer doing testing. But the question is, what about the money? What about the folks that went through the testing? What about the people whose businesses were locked down and people whose lives were disrupted by all of this nonsense that went on? And now we find out the tests were fraudulent. That's really what's going on. And this is why we really can never give these kind of powers to a governor ever again. We never should let a governor shut down our government, shut down our state, shut down our businesses, shut down our lives.
We were both at the Conservative Town Hall dinner at the Ahern the other night, and Joe Gloria was kind of a surprise guest. What is your sense of Joe Gloria? Can we trust him? A lot of people, a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republicans don't trust him. What about you?
I will be honest. I have a hard time trusting him, and I'll tell you why. He was installed during the Harry Reid era. He's part of the Harry Reid political machine. His loyalty is to the folks in the state, in the county. They're all Democrats. They're not fair. There's no partisanship. There's no bipartisanship. They're literally, and by the way, during the election last time, I did open a records request with Joe Gloria, which his office fought tooth and nail and didn't respond. So he's got a real problem with transparency. He tried to come across as transparent at the event, but he really didn't answer any questions. He said, well, that was last time. This is this time. And yes, this happened, but that's not happening this time. But we didn't know this. You know, there's a lot of things we didn't know that have come out since this last election. For example, we found out, 360 News reported that Joe Gloria actually adjudicated 54,000 ballots in the last election. Now, what does that mean? That means when someone, for example, in Stavros Anthony's election, they circled on the paper mail-in ballot, Stavros Anthony. And then they crossed his name out and circled Ross Miller. Well, Joe Gloria says he adjudicated that and determined based on what he saw, he decided to give the vote to Ross Miller. Well, that sounds like it makes sense, but the problem we have is Bush v. Gore. Bush v. Gore from 2000 election, where in Florida you had the hanging chads and you had the pregnant chads, and the Bush campaign went to the Supreme Court and said and asked them to stop the count. Because election officials don't have the right under the law to determine the intent of a voter when it's unclear. And since these ballots are separated from their envelopes, we can't go back to the voter and find out what their intent was. It is unlawful, illegal under Bush v. Gore for him to be adjudicating these ballots at all. And yet he's talking about it on the record. And by the way, you can go to 360 News Las Vegas right now. And we posted the video of his question and answer session. So it's on there. You can watch it, listen to it for yourself. And he talks about the adjudication process. It's illegal to do that. We don't want politicians or bureaucrats in this matter determining what the intent of a voter was. The other question we had, which a lot of people have and he still won't answer, is what was going on when they shut the offices down overnight during the election last time, and for about 8 to 10 hours there was no alleged voting, counting going on. Well, what was going on then?
Yeah.
And then we found out from Lisa Mayo that, you know, the counting machines were broken. They weren't working. They were old. They were jamming. They had to go borrow machines from Nye County during this election in 2020, and now they have new machines. There's a lot of questions that have not been answered still.
No, you're right. Rob, always good to visit with you. You have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and I know we'll talk with you down the road. If folks want to know more about what you're up to, where do they go?
360newslasvegas.com. You can go to our website. We're on Facebook, and we'd love to have their response to us.
Sounds good. Rob, thanks, man. Always appreciate it.
Happy Friday.
There you go. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We're going to give away a $50 gas card, and we're also going to give away a $100 gas card. That's all coming up in just a couple minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the Club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Walsh Show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done, a congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Now is the time to be close to the action at the Dollar Loan Center in Henderson. On Saturday, August 13th, championship football comes to Henderson as the Dollar Loan Center hosts the Indoor Football League Championship. That's right, professional championship football in your own backyard as they compete for the Dollar Loan Center IFL National Championship. Tickets starting at $50 and are on sale now. For more information, visit IFLNationalChampionship.com.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, a and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's 2:50. You know what that means? It's time to give away a $50 gas card and a basic oil change from Meineke. And in fact, caller number five right now will be our winner. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And we're going to take all of our daily winners, all five of our daily winners, put them in a hat, and we're going to pick a winner of a $100 gift card, a gas card. We will do that in just a couple of minutes. But first, we're going to give away the $50 gas card. And again, it's caller number 5, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. We'll have our winners for you coming up in just a couple minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the clock and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Wall's show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172, gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes, or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Somewhere, after several drinks, a guy at a party stumbles towards the door.
Ugh. Are you okay to drive?
I have a perfect record, not one crash.
Yet.
Dude, who even are you? Nothing's ever happened to me.
Yet.
Hey, no one's had a problem riding with me before.
Yet.
What?
Bad things haven't happened. Yet. Always drive sober. This message sponsored by Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.